This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, the story of the Black Widows in Chechnya's conflict with Russia. But first, throughout the Muslim world, debates often erupt over the practice of Sharia law. That's the centuries-old Islamic legal system based on the Quran. Traditionalists frequently push for legal disputes to be governed by Sharia. More secular Muslims argue the legal code is unfair to women and overly harsh. And now that debate is going on much closer to home. Canada's most populous province, Ontario, is considering whether to allow family law disputes between Muslims to be resolved using Sharia. Joining us now to talk about the future in Ontario is Slate and Day-to-Day's legal analyst, Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Noah.
Dahlia, tell us why the Ontario government is even thinking about doing this.
Well, since 1991, Ontario's had an arbitration law. It's called the Arbitration Act. It allows parties to have their civil disputes, things like custody, like divorce, arbitrated by religious authorities, by tribunals of religious leaders, rather than civil leaders. Now, this is just arbitration. This isn't a final binding decision by the courts. And the theory behind the Arbitration Act was Canada's a pluralist country. We can be enriched by various different groups showing us how they do things. And so for a long time now, Jewish and Christian religious leaders have been resolving these kinds of civil, marital, child custody disputes. The theory was it's not fair to single out Muslims and say Sharia law can't be used to solve these disputes. And so increasingly, Muslim leaders were starting to informally arbitrate disputes. What happened was there was a big sort of dust-up about it, and now the Ontario government is scrutinizing carefully whether they want to allow Sharia law also to be used the same way Jewish religious law and Christian law are being used.
Now, I understand that some Muslim Canadians are actually opposed to this change in policy. Why would they take that position?
No, there are sort of two strains of objections to using Sharia law. One is sort of a general objection to having any kind of different law. It's the sort of, look, there should be one body of law for everybody. And a lot of Muslims say, look, we left Pakistan, we left Somalia to get away from Sharia law. Why would you be forcing it down our throats here in Canada? Then there's a sort of strain of specific objection to Sharia law. Sharia law, first of all, is not codified, which means that different imams can interpret it differently. And Sharia law differs vastly even from one Muslim country to another. But the more fundamental problem that you hinted at is that Sharia law is inherently unfair toward women. Sons inherit twice what daughters inherit. Fathers always get custody. You're only entitled to 3 months of support as a mother. So there's all these ways in which it's skewed against women. And I think the big objection, particularly within the Muslim community, is that it's very coercive, that Muslim women feel like they have to abide by these arbitrated decisions, and they can't get out of it. And so the real problem, I think, that Canadians are having with it is that it conflicts with the Canadian charter that says women need to be treated equally, and inherently the law does not treat women equally.
Well, issue of fairness here, the Arbitration Act currently allows Christians and Jews to arbitrate some civil disputes using their religious laws.
And I think, again, the response to that is, look, that's because Jewish and Christian law aren't fundamentally unfair. They don't talk about, you know, for instance, stonings and mutilations. And while the response to that is, look, we aren't going to violate criminal law, we're not going to stone and mutilate women using Sharia law, I think there is a sense that there's a big, big difference in kind between Jewish fundamentalist law, Christian fundamentalist law, and Sharia law.
Want to make any predictions here? Ontario reviews the whole situation and says what at the end?
Well, I think there are a lot of folks who think Ontario is just going to go back and scrap the 91 Arbitration Act altogether and say, look, everyone just goes to civil court. The other possibility is that the Ontario government starts to build in all sorts of protective mechanisms to ensure, for instance, that women are, in fact, entering into these arbitrations voluntarily. They train women arbitrators. They would apprise the parties of their rights and say, look, even if you don't like what's decided in arbitration, you can still go to a court and say no. So there may either tweak the law significantly to sort of ramp up the protections afforded to women under arbitration, or they may indeed go ahead and scrap it altogether.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick, who writes the jurisprudence column for Slate.com. Thank you, Dahlia.
My pleasure.